ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining an interesting question. And that question is, what are the virtues of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam? As you know, or perhaps you might not know, that today, according to a weaker narration, today marks the anniversary of the martyrdom of Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And because of this, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this very sad and solemn occasion. Many hadiths have been transmitted regarding the virtues of Imam Zain al-Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. In one beautiful hadith, we read the following. Imam Bakr alayhi salam, his son, and you know, obviously, no person is better equipped to understand the virtues of a person than his family members, and especially one's son, one's immediate family members, like one's son or one's wife, one's father and mother. Imam Bakr alayhi salam says, verily he used to provide for 100 households from among the poor of Medina. He liked for the orphans, the needy, the disabled, the poor and the destitute to be present at his food spread. He liked to invite the poor people, the orphans, the widows, these kind of people. He liked to invite them to his tablecloth. Imam Bakr alayhi salam says he served them with his own hands. And he would, you know, actually wouldn't ask his servants to give this food to the needy. He would actually give it to them with his own hands. If anyone among them had a family, he used to take the food to their household. Right? Meaning, so if after the meal was done, the imam would actually accompany the person back to his house with the food for them. And he never ate any food, but that he first gave charity from it. These are some of the virtues of the imam, meaning these are some of the ways that the imam showed his generosity to people. And a lot of, you know, incidences have been mentioned and have been narrated, which indicate the imam's intense worship of Allah Ta'ala. For example, Muhammad ibn Talha al-Shafi'i has narrated in the book Matalib al-Sa'ul. He says that a fire set ablaze in the house wherein he was in the state of prostration in his prayers. The imam was in a state of sujood or prostrations while he was praying, and a fire occurred in his house. They, meaning the people of the household, cried, "O son of the Prophet! O son of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fire, fire." But he did not raise his head from prostration until the fire had been extinguished. After everything happened, he was asked, "What is it that diverted your attention away from it, the fire?" And the imam replied, "The fire of the hereafter." The imam was so engrossed and, entranced, if we could use that word, by Allah and His greatness, and he was so afraid of Him and the punishment of the akhirat and the hereafter, he was completely oblivious of what was going on around him, and he was unaware that a fire had occurred in his house. This was one of the narrations which indicate the intensity of the imam's preoccupation with the worship of God and his preoccupation with the akhirat and the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. Again, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most solemn day. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.